Western society has a distinctly unhealthy relationship with a concept called pain. It doesn't understand what pain is. So it goes for a radical solution, and in doing so, completely misses the boat altogether. When you yourself get pain, how often do you reach into the cupboard to secure something that you call a painkiller? It might be a box of white pills, it might be a spliff, it might be cocaine, it might be heroin, it might be morphine, it might be a sweet, it might be an alcoholic drink, it might just be soothing music. But you're trying to do something to eliminate the pain. But what I want to say is, the pain is not the problem. You're the problem. This is why you get pain. Imagine that you're in a trench in World War One, and across the empty battlefield, there is an unarmed enemy soldier approaching with a white flag of truce. Every time you reach for a painkiller, it's the same as taking your company regulation revolver, bang, and shooting the messenger dead. Because the guy coming across, even though he's in enemy uniform, he's unarmed, he's carrying a white flag of truce. He's asking for negotiation, but he is merely the messenger. He's the messenger called pain, and you just got your revolver and shot him dead. And you think that's the end of your problems. I want you to remember that one all your life long. And may your life be very long. There's no particular reason to stop breathing. It will be long if you get the gist of this. Pain is the messenger. There's nothing heroic about shooting the messenger. You haven't sorted out the problem. The problem is you. And every time you pick up the revolver and shoot the emissary, or you grope into the cupboard and take out the box of talcum powder. That's what pills are made of. They're made of talcum powder. But you think talcum powder is going to solve your problems. So you take the talcum powder, and in an hour to two, you don't have the pain anymore. You have Pavlovian drilled your psyche that when you take that tablet or two, it's to stop giving you hassle. But the hassle is neutral. The hassle is a friend. The hassle, the pain that you feel, is simply an early warning system from your body saying, look, your life is out of kilter. You've got a serious problem as I understand it. You need to start listening up. Now, if you're getting tooth pain, more likely than not, the reason is your diet is bad. Throw in more calcium, more green leafy vegetables, and get rid of the crap. Stop with the sauces. Get rid of the tartar sauce and the HB sauce and every type of sauce. Just throw them out, right? Your food doesn't need sauces. You just get used to the taste, that's all. Just go for really high value nutritional foods. No desserts, no added sugar, ideally no added salt. Just the one ingredient foods, dairy, meat, fruit, veg, fish. Try and simplify everything, right? But most of all, take out all the tension in your life. So a lot of the tension around mealtimes is the fact that you've got to have them at a certain time. You've only got a certain amount of space and time to enjoy your food in. Your food is probably very low quality, like sandwiches. Get rid of the bread. Get rid of all the carbs in your life. Get rid of all the sauces, okay? And you're probably around people who are extremely low vibe. Unless you're with high quality family members when you're eating, the chances are extremely high that if you are eating around anyone else, they're very low vibe. And you're just absorbing their tension along with your food. You really don't need that. I have organised my life so that almost all the meals I ever eat are on my own in a deserted part of Britain near a beach and I don't have to listen to anyone else talking or eating or playing music. I just cut the human factor out when I'm eating, and I have top digestion. If for any reason I don't get top digestion, I just have a look at what I've been eating in the week and I cut out all the crap. Then I start again from scratch, just meat, fish, dairy, fruit, veg. I have some wine and beer and cider. So if you can get your digestive system right, and that's not just the food that you're eating, but where you're eating, when you're eating, how often you're eating, how much you're eating, and who you're eating around, that's a big, big start. Because your digestive gut is where the wellspring of your health starts. But the other main area of concern is all the stress and tension you're taking on board in your life through working with jobsworths, knobheads, you know, low quality people, low caliber people. You may not even be your own boss. You may have someone in some kind of authority above you in the work system. Don't do that. Just any kind of job that involves, you know, being a cog in a wheel, just get rid of that. Jump ship immediately, because your health is going to be incredibly good. Don't tell me you've got to pay bills. Everyone has to pay bills, right? Jump ship, do something where you can be alone most of the time, or at least working with a client base that don't do your head in. You definitely need to get your digestive system into order, and then get your work life into order. And then after that, you really need to get your friends and family life into order. And then you want to make sure that if you can't regularly go on holiday or go away for the weekend, at least have a trip. You know, every other week, at least have a trip to the beach, or go and watch birds, or go and train spot, whatever it takes your mind off. But feed all this into your life on a regular basis, so you've got bounce back. If you're stressed out 7 days a week and somebody gave you another 5 days, so you've got a 12-day week, before you know it, you wouldn't have 7 days of stress and 5 days off. You'd have 12 days of stress, because that's what you like. Feed in some margin, okay? Give yourself some time off. Nothing that you're doing is so important that it's worth risking your health over. And that's why you get pain. It's your psyche's early warning system saying, you need to relax. You need to stop with all this shite. You need to get your life into total kelter. And then I'll stop sending the pain, and you'll stop developing some serious disease. And I'll stop making you go into hospital or stop work for a few days because you need a break. Right? Your psyche will do anything it can to warn you and drag you back from the precipice so you don't fall over the precipice and develop a serious disease. But you will develop one if you keep on and on with the painkillers and you don't listen to the pain. If you're in the World War One trench and you've got your periscope, you see the enemy soldier coming along, unarmed, holding a flag of truce, there is no sense whatsoever in getting your revolver and shooting them dead. And that is what you do every time you take a painkiller. The pain is not the problem. The pain is the messenger from your psyche saying, you're totally out of kilter. You need to change your life now, and you need to change it drastically. Start to think, what makes you happy? What would you like more of? What would you like less of? Get away from the things you want less of. Get across to the things you want more of. You don't have to paddle anyone else's canoe. Just go out there, paddle your own canoe because you want to. Don't feel guilty about anything. Get away from anything that does tend to make you feel guilty. Get away from anyone that's nagging you. Get away from anything where you feel you've got to work to a timetable, deadlines, all that sort of thing. Deadlines are about other people. You don't want other people in your life because they're causing you pain. Right, you don't have to do life like you're doing it. You could wake up tomorrow morning in a different country with a whole different set of problems. Just cut out all the crap, build yourself plenty of margin, get rid of the low caliber people out of your life because they're draining you, okay? Get rid of the work assignments that are draining you. Organise your digestive system, organise your day so that you're getting plenty of sleep, and you know, maybe listen to some music or meditation stuff as you drift off to sleep. Make sure you're relaxed all the time, because you're only here for one thing. You're just here to have fun. So cut out everything else. Just have fun. Don't feel guilty. Don't work to anyone else's timetable. Eat what's good for you. And build in plenty of slack, like going out for the afternoon and just go to the beach, or just go and lie down in a woodland, or just go and drink pints and pints in pubs, whatever moves your groove, okay? Go scuba diving, go fishing, go whatever. But build that in constantly, and then your psyche will hold back on the pain, because it'll think, oh yeah, I like this, yeah, I can do this, yeah, this is great, yeah, I like this. The only reason your psyche sends you pain is that it wants you to have more fun. It wants you to have a balanced life where you're threading in a lot of fun, you're eating well, there's no stress, there's no low-caliber people. You start introducing that stuff 7 days a week, and your psyche's going to get crazy mad with you, and it's going to send you off to hospital for a night. It's all early warning system, and every time it's this one simple message: your life is out of kilter with what you should be doing, and the only thing you should be doing is having fun. Don't overindulge. Have fun. Sleep well. Walk. Try and walk at least a mile every day. Go swimming. Whatever it takes. Look up in the sky and notice the birds. Look down on the grass and see what insects are running around. Get yourself in tune with nature. Stop walking around on pavements. Get out there into nature. I'm going to put in a video or some scenes of where I like to be most of the year. I have a beautiful life because I order it so. I eat and drink what I want, when I want, alone. I won't allow any low caliber people in my life. And I don't work to other people's deadlines. I do what I want to do, when I want to do it, and I have fun. And I don't have pain. And I don't go to hospital. And I don't stuff my cupboard up with painkillers. So the first thing you should do is you should get all the pharmaceutical products and just throw them out, go and take them to a bin right now and don't buy any more, okay? Because not only are they harming you, that's what they're meant for, isn't it? Because the more you take them, the more you're going to get ill, and the more you're going to make the doctor rich, because the doctor likes money, right? And the way in which he gets money is he makes you ill, and then you keep on and on. It's a downward system, downward spiral. You don't want to be part of that. Throw out all the pharmaceutical stuff, right? Just decide you're going to run your life nicely now, so you're not going to get ill, you're not going to get pain, you don't need those painkillers. Your psyche will find a reason for them being in your cupboard, so get rid of them, then you won't get ill. It's a psychological cycle, right? Get rid of all that. Don't go to the doctor. Get your life into kilter, get it into balance, get yourself on the fun drive. There is no reason why you should not have fun all the time. There's nothing that says you've been born, so most of your life should be drudgery and misery. You've been born, you breathe, have fun, that's it, right? Just giggle, just laugh, just fall over, just have fun. But don't work to other people's timetables, don't have anyone nagging, and don't associate with anyone that's low caliber. Negative people, unintelligent people, time wasters, addicts. Just avoid them. And then go and treat yourself to something you've been thinking in the back of your mind that you'd really like. Go and treat yourself. Don't worry about where the money's coming from, because you've recalibrating your life, the money will start to flow easily to you, because you're getting into the flow. If you get to a point when you haven't got enough water, what do? You remove yourself to somewhere where there's some water. And That's what's going to happen regards money. Money is just a flow like water. You don't wake up sweating and panicking that you've run out of water, do you? So you wouldn't do that with money either. It wouldn't make any sense. Right. Calibrate your life beautifully. No stress. Do what you want. Have fun. The money will follow on. And you go and treat yourself to something. If it's that old 1920s tractor, if it's a new camera, if it's a holiday somewhere, if it's a complete set of books, if it's, you know, a musical instrument and some lessons, whatever it is, new pair of shoes, whatever it is, go and treat yourself immediately or tomorrow. And just say, I'm treating myself to this because I'm worthy. I don't have to do anything for anyone else. There is no one you have to do anything for. No one. Not your kids, not your wife, no one. Or husband or whatever. You don't have to do anything. Just have fun. Low stress, no tension. Live life on your terms. You're in command. You decide what goes. Eat well, but don't overindulge. And get rid of all the E numbers and the carbohydrate processed food crap. Right? And just cut in a whole lot of slack every day so you've got time to have a foot bath. You've got time to, you know, decide where you'd like to go next or, you know, read a book about insects, whatever you want to do. Build in plenty of time where you're not listening to other people talking. Have loads of screen-free time. Get rid of the television and the radio and the newspapers because they're just killing you. Just the same as the pharmaceuticals and the doctor are killing you. And the processed foods, all the crap you put on your food, the bread, all that rubbish. It's all killing you. And then you wonder why you've got pain. Get rid of all that. Have fun. Nice balanced lifestyle. Do what you want. Treat yourself. Go out at least once a fortnight. Don't worry about anyone else. Don't worry about bills. Everyone's got bills. Don't worry about them. And remember, if you do get pain, and you're very unlikely to get any from now on, right? If you did get pain, pain is the messenger, the soldier coming across the battlefield unarmed with a flag of truce. It's all about the emissary for negotiation. So you're negotiating with your psyche, discussing what's gone wrong, what's out of kilter with your lifestyle. Now you're going to do something about it. Cut yourself some slack, cut some margin. Get rid of the low caliber people. Get rid of the deadlines. Do something different in your work. Go and live somewhere better if you need. Or go and get a second home. Go get a caravan or beach hut or boat or something. Make sure you've got plenty of slack in your life so you can get away from the problems, if you have any. But if at all possible, just cut the problems out. If necessary, go and live in another country and start over. You don't need pain, but if you do get it, don't kill it. Don't kill the pain, because you will desensitize yourself to your psyche. And over time, your psyche will stop sending you pain because it knows that every time you get pain, you reach for painkillers. They are killers, but it's not just about the pain. Your psyche doesn't want you harmed, so it will come to a point where it doesn't want any more of those painkillers in it. So it will stop sending you the pain signals. And then you will start to develop real illnesses that go undetected for years because you're not listening to your early warning system called pain. Don't kill the emissary. Don't kill the pain. Sort out your life. It's an early warning system. Something's out of kilter. Work it out. Don't keep killing it. Don't keep killing it. Don't keep killing it. Just get rid of all the pharmaceutical crap out of your life. Get rid of the television. Just good, wholesome stuff from now on, okay? You're just here to have fun. You're not here to make the doctor richer.